The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebaugh. Today, 5th of November, 7:05 in the morning, news at the top of the hour, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Something that I had Ben look up and that I had no idea is that congressional candidates do not have to live in the district that they're running in. I did not know that. It just seemed to me that if you're running for election for Congress, that you would live in that district. Yeah, that surprised you.
You would think.
Yeah, it's kind of a surprise. Anyway, good morning. We have any special days today? Is it day of mourning for the GOP?
It's actually
the day of darkness for the Republicans.
It's actually National Stress Awareness Day.
Stress Awareness. Well, that'll do it. The elections last night probably put stress on people.
It's National Donut Day.
What? It's National Donut Day.
That's what it says.
Wow. How did that get by us?
Because we had these fantastic caramel apples.
Yeah. What was that? Valor Oncology.
Yeah.
Makes 2,000 of these apples. They homemade them. They go out
to the
orchards.
It's only like three ladies that do it. Three or four ladies.
And they dip them in caramel, and then they trim them so they're perfectly round. And then they put different flavors in, not flavors, but layers.
Yeah. We have a strawberry shortcake in here. I think you have an Oreo in your office.
Yeah. And then there was a s'mores.
Yeah.
And they make these, and then they're decorated, and they come in these cool boxes. They're brown paper with,
definitely look
transparent.
Super professional.
Oh, yeah. And they taste.
The lady last night said she weighed one, and they were like about 2.2 pounds.
Yeah.
And the apples are huge.
Yep.
So
anyway, and they give these to people that have done business with Valor. But did you taste one yet?
Yes, I did. And they are amazing.
And they are amazing.
Even the apple itself, tastes really good.
Yeah, it does. Wow. So, there's National Donut Day. Today, showers likely. Yeah, it's raining now. And possibly a thunderstorm. High around 60 and wind gust up to 36 miles per hour today, so be aware of that. Showers likely tonight and possibly a thunderstorm with a low around 53. 50% chance of showers tomorrow, Friday 30%, and Friday night it clears up. Saturday mostly sunny with a high near 74. Sunday mostly sunny with a high near 76. Monday partly sunny. Monday night partly cloudy, and Veterans Day mostly sunny. So they've changed the forecast from rain next week to sun's going to start shining, but it's going to be raining today and tomorrow probably, and maybe part of Friday. So, but from Saturday on, it looks pretty good. So the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, family-owned business for about 30 years, third generation of the Kenny family is involved in running this wonderful business that provides such outstanding customer service. Locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Well, State of California spoken and says that they'd much rather have politicians do the districting than a bipartisan, non-biased group of people make the districts as they had before. So the people voted last night. some of the people voted last night. Most of the people voted last night to change the redistricting and give Gavin Newsom what he wants, more power. And the Democrats to end the Republican presence as much as possible in the state of California. Measure A for raising taxes 1% got hammered as at least as of last night. I mean, it may change over the next week, maybe, as they're counting votes that are coming in. However, last night it was like 65% against the Measure A. So, what districts does Prop 50 impact? And let me see. It was leading 65 to 35 in early returns on Tuesday. That says that Newsom said because the redistricting in Texas. Of course, now there's several other states that say, well, you know, maybe we'll redistrict too. And this is something we didn't realize. In California, members of Congress don't have to live in the district they're running for. And that gives them a little more flexibility that they could try and run for a different seat to survive, said Eric McGee, policy director and senior fellow at the Public Policy Institute of California. Of 52 congressional districts in California, 9 are currently led by Republicans. Now, the most threatened are our representative, Doug LaMalfa. Representative Kevin Kiley, who represents California's 3rd Congressional District, David Velardo, Ken Calvert, and Representative Daryl Issa, who represents the 48th. And according to McGee and other experts, and so they've redrawn them, you've seen them, we now are we are out of District 1, we are now in District 2, and a big chunk of us up here in the North State in a rat tail that goes down to the San Francisco Bay Area Bridge. It's such a little bitty swath compared to all of our, you know, all of our land up here. The only difference is we have more cows than people, and they have a lot more people in that little bitty narrow swath going down through San Francisco. It's incredible the way they've drawn these things. That one, I mean, that one was really drawn precisely. What can I say? Okay. Measure A. I think the people have made it really, really clear that they don't want taxes. And so a lot of money was spent by a lot of organizations, including Advanced Reading and the Reading Rodeo Association, Sierra Pacific, and Reading Rancheria on Measure A. And it failed mightily. We've never had a tax raise pass since I've lived here. I mean, it's, of course, only lived here like 18 years. So I would say that the next time they want to do this, I would just point out that, you know, this year, because they needed 50% plus one. They had a lot of good reasons. They had it, you know, where they thought that people could see where the money was going for each, you know, for every dollar where it was going. And the people said, no more taxes, and we don't trust the government. I think that was part of it. That was a big part of it, that they're going to, and, you know, they're going to give raises to people that are already making tons of money. They're going to use it for things that it's not supposed to be used for, and it comes down to trust, that they, no matter what the fence is around that tax, no matter how many oversight committees, good part of it is that, you know, their argument to that was they would just put out what the salaries were. Even though the opponents to the tax says, well, how would you fix it? And there's not a lot of ways to fix this as long as your tax income is flat or slowly rising. But not one of them ever said, oh no, we're just going to cut salaries. Now, none of them said that. They did say from this day forward, we're going to be offering a lot less money. Okay. But this one just, I thought it would get closer than that. Of course, it could change over the next weeks as more votes are counted. So we'll see. But it looks like Prop 50 is now going to be the law of the land, and they're going to start redistricting. Okay, let's take a quick break, and let's go back and see what happened to the rest of the country last night. But it was not a good night for the Republican Party.
Redding Kia is celebrating this season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Redding Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales event, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Redding Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at reddingkia.com.
Cold and flu season is here. At Orchard Nutrition Center, we understand every mom wants the best for her children. That's why our wellness department is stocked with trusted supplements to support your kids' health all year long. Build a strong foundation with multivitamin chewables and gummies, perfect for everyday wellness and immune support, and omega-3 gummies that boost brain development and keep their immune system resilient. Natural support to help them stay strong through every season. Because at Orchard Nutrition Center, we believe healthy kids make happy homes.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. You know, they had a tanker truck roll over yesterday morning out there, northbound 5 in Anderson, and dropped like 4,500 gallons of diesel fuel, and they have had to, clean that up and move it over. And I can't find a update on that anywhere. So if anybody is heading north on 5 around Anderson, and if the road's all opened up and everything, give us a call at 530-605-4567 and let us know. I'm sure most of it must have been cleared off by now. It's been, 22 hours. Democrats swept every major contest on November 4th. Now, remember, it's all on the East Coast here. Governors of Virginia, New Jersey, the Attorney General in Virginia, even though he said he fantasized about seeing his opponent getting two bullets in the head and his children dying in the arms of their mother from fascist reasons. He apologized. Yeah, it's okay. You can say those things. You can probably say just almost everything now. Anyway, why? You know, some of the Republicans are saying we've got to get, we are not identity politics. We've got to go back to affordability, and that's what we went on before. In New Jersey, Democrat Mikey Sherrill decisively defeated the Republican businessman in a race that had been dead heat in the public polls, but it shows you what polls are. And let me see what else. Proposition 50, of course, passed. And the one thing is that they were all in blue states that Trump had lost in the presidential election. However, is it a warning? What's going to happen? Now, Mondami is huge. This is some of the things. Where was that? Where I could find that. Some of the things he wants is free childcare, free buses, city-run grocery stores, taxing businesses, taxing rich people, all of these things he is looking to do in New York. Now, is this going to shape Democratic Party strategy in the future? And this is in New York. It underscored the party's increasing embrace of diverse progressive leaders. His victory is expected to influence party strategists to focus more on expanding their appeal among young voters, minority communities, and those energized by affordability-focused and left-leaning policies. This is interesting. You've got a self-avowed socialist as the mayor of what, one of the largest cities in America, if not the largest. I wonder what kind of impact that's going to have. Free bus, free child care, free this, free that. Oh, rent control so that they are freezing the rent. All of this. And at the same time, you're seeing things like $100 million in money has shifted in real estate from New York to other places already. And, Texas is talking about having a New York tax. If you're moving from New York to Texas, you got to pay. You got to pay to come into Texas. I don't think that'll pass. But then again, I am never surprised at what our voters will do. So, what else? Oh, the UPS crash. Did you see that?
The plane crash? Yeah, I saw that. That was crazy.
Was it 9 people killed in Louisville, Kentucky when that thing crashed? Huge fireball. And the terrible disaster there. And that they're trying to figure that out. The Reach helicopter that crashed that cost the life of one of our residents right here in Palo Cedro, Susie, said that the helicopter lost power before it crashed. And so at least they know what caused it, but, you know, what caused the loss of power. We'll dig deeper into that one. So, okay, now, today, I guess, we're going to be Reading Police Department, but we have, I'm going to break just a little bit early, because we have a group that's been on before a couple of times, and they're getting ready to have another event. And it's the Pigeon Society, Racing Pigeons. And it's extremely interesting, their take on this sport. I guess it's a sport, yeah. So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Cold and flu season is here. At Orchard Nutrition Center, we understand every mom wants the best for her children. That's why our wellness department is stocked with trusted supplements to support your kids' health all year long. Build a strong foundation with multivitamin chewables and gummies, perfect for everyday wellness and immune support, and omega-3 gummies that boost brain development and keep their immune system resilient. Natural support to help them stay strong through every season. Because at Orchard Nutrition Center, we believe healthy kids make happy homes.
Get ready to swing into fall with the Shasta College Jazz Big Band. Join us Friday, November 7th at 7:30 in the Shasta College Theater for an unforgettable night of live jazz, directed by Zach Gifford. Enjoy classics like Dave Brubeck's Three to Get Ready. Other music also performed by our talented student musicians. Tickets are just $7 general, $5 for seniors and students, or $10 at the door. Grab your tickets now at shastacollege.edu/artsevents.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanCompLaw.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bopp. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com and our phone lines here at 530-605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy began her company back in 1993, and she's been helping our community ever since. So, you've got two separate divisions, your insurance and financial management, but in one spot, which seems to make sense. If you're looking for a second opinion on retirement plans, 401ks, your insurance, homeowners insurance, business insurance, how about a free review and evaluation of those policies that you have? Give her a call at 530-221-0441, Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union. And I am here with the Shasta Racing Pigeons Club, Ellen Bush and Ron Schmidt. And as we found out, you do not have to have German surnames to be in the club. So, okay, let's start with Ron. You've been here before. Ron, how'd you get into racing pigeons?
Well, good morning, Carl, and people out there. As a 12-year-old, I loved flight. I had model airplanes. I used to fly them. And then when I had a neighbor that had pigeons that flew and would come back from hundreds of miles away, It really got me I really got interested.
Yeah, it's kind of fascinating, really, when you think about it.
It's amazing. They're amazing animals. Uh-huh. What they can do, they're very intelligent. The fact that they can fly hundreds of miles back to their homes. They were used in World War I, World War II, and even, in fact, Ellen knows more about how they were even used in the Navy.
Well, they were used back before that, I think, back in
1890s.
Oh, yeah, and even before, earlier than that, when they were sending out messages, if you go back into medieval times, in some cases, you may not be able to track it back, but I saw it in the movie, so it must be true.
Egypt and Rome. Julius Caesar used pigeons to get his information back to Rome.
Yeah. So, they've been around a long time. So that's how you got into it. Ellen, how did you get into it?
I've always been interested in birds, and when I studied the ornithology, the instructor was always referring to pigeons as the athletes of the bird world. And as soon as I was able to keep birds, I got what are called roller pigeons, and they do acrobatics in the air. And so I kept several of those. And then I got interested in the racing pigeons.
Now, wait a minute. Let's go back to roller pigeons.
Sure.
Is this kind of instinctive to them?
How do you teach
a pigeon to do
a somersault?
Yeah.
It's genetic.
It's a genetic thing. Mm-hmm. That they can't
really help it. And it's just a wonderful thing to say.
Like fainting goats.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Exactly.
All right. Got it. Okay, so then you got what got you into racing pigeons?
Just the opportunity. I saw a Craigslist, and it referred to the Shasta Racing Pigeons Club, and so I contacted Ron and the president of the club, and they've been just great about getting me all set up with a loft and my own young pigeons to race this spring. And so I'm relatively new to the racing pigeons, but I know pigeons and I know birds and chickens and stuff like that. So,
pigeons lay eggs?
Oh, yes.
Can you? What do they taste like? Oh, nobody would eat a pigeon egg. No.
It's very small.
Yeah, I know. But, it's kind of like eating it when you're children. Okay, so
I'll have to take your word for that.
I'm not sure, but okay. So you obviously love this. So Ron, how long have you been doing this? I mean, I don't want to age yourself. You're just a kid.
No, yeah, I can age myself. I'll be 80 here in a few months,
and
I've been doing it since 12 years old. So, there was a period of time when I did not race. When you get into the work world and didn't have time, but. Later in that time, I got back into it, and then I retired and had more time. So that's a long time.
Now, there are hundreds of racing pigeon events, maybe thousands, in the country, would you say, or not?
Yes. There's clubs all over the United States. I should know, but I don't know the number of flyers.
But
they're all over. They have, like in our local area, we have a a club. And we have a, what we call a combine that includes Red Bluff, Chico, the Redding area, and we compete with the entire combine. And right now we're racing south. Our longest race right now is from Los Angeles, which is roughly 500 miles away. It could be a little more, a little less. And they make that in a day. I mean, they make that. I mean, I just came back from Los Angeles, and I made it in about the same time my pigeons do, with stopping.
Well, I was here one time when that and it was going to be a race from here to L.A. And I was there when you released the pigeons. Yeah. Linda and I were there. And it's quite the sight. They go blowing right out of those cages, get up, and they kind of circle once, and then phew, they are gone, all in, kind of in the same direction. I'd worry if I saw one kind of going north. But, no, they were all heading south. And it takes them about the same length of time it takes you to drive there.
Yeah, it's about, I think the... Well, the fastest one I had in the last few years is they released at 6:25 in Los Angeles, and I got my first bird at 3:41 in the afternoon.
Ooh,
so
that's pretty
fast. That's fat. And the pigeon is able to fly at sprint speed for 12, 14 hours. I'm good for maybe, you know, 3-4 seconds.
Well,
so.
Now, pigeons, people are used to seeing pigeons. That's not a racing pigeon. The ones you see out on the,
no,
these, on the street.
No, those are... The racing pigeon is like a thoroughbred. Take an old nag is the common pigeon and versus a thoroughbred racehorse. They've just been bred for speed, for intelligence, for stamina, for the last 100, 200 years. And so they're quite a bit different.
Can I understand that racing pigeons can identify faces?
They can. In fact, Time magazine had an article about four years ago where they said the racing pigeon was able to recognize its owner's face in a photograph 100% of the time. I mean, I don't know how they.
Well, there was like 40 or 50 people out there, and the but the pigeon identified it every time.
Right, and no other animal can do that.
So, Ellen,
yes,
how do pigeons find their way?
They're thought to find their way through magnetic fields and the position of the sun in the sky, but we don't really know. That's
something's taking them to that spot, though, and it's taking them directly to that spot. So I've heard where the position of the sun is, that they recognize things. I mean, I don't know what they would recognize if they're flying for the first time.
And we train them, gradually increasing the distance from home. Mm-hmm. And so, they get used to seeing the Sacramento River. They get used to seeing I-5, hopefully, and they do learn those landmarks.
Do they... that's interesting. Do they, there's the I-5, that's straight, that's where I'm going, or do they kind of cut cross country?
After a while, they do that, but Cornell University has done extensive studies they're trying to figure out why the pigeon can navigate home, and they use the pigeon, because it's easier to deal with, because other birds can do this too. Look at the Canadian geese that can find their
monarch,
way back to the same spot.
Monarch
look
butterflies,
at the butterflies
go all the way down,
The pigeons also have... unbelievable hearing. Okay. They can hear infrasounds. So when they go up high in the Redding area, they can probably hear the waves beating at the coast, over at the ocean. I mean, they hear these very low sounds. So what the pigeon probably does is put all this together, the magnetic field, the sight, they think they can see the stars in the daytime. They have an amazing sight, amazing hearing, and they use all this to find their way home.
And their body is different. Is that true?
Racing pigeon versus
the other pigeon.
It is. They have tremendous muscle. I compared it to a racehorse, and
what about their lung capacity? Is their lung capacity higher? I mean, it would seem to me, since they're racing at, 40, 50 miles an hour,
yeah,
and maybe they go faster than that, but let's just say 50 miles an hour continuously for hours. They must have a heck of a heart and lung system.
Yeah, that's in fact the University of Idaho has done studies on that part of it, and where they test the pigeons, and the pigeon is able to oxygenate at sprint speeds. And so, like I was just saying, where I get tired after 3 seconds.
You use up all that oxygen.
They can keep using that oxygen to oxygenate their blood and to keep going at sprint speeds for hours. And
That's fascinating when you think about it, that their system is such, like the Air Force, it's passageway, it's air passageway, maybe a little bit bigger, and its heart is bigger, you know, for its size, which allows it to do, really do big on endurance. Secretariat, when they died and they did the post-mortem, found out its heart was like almost twice the size of other horses and its lung capacity. But on something like this, it's everything. It's got to be able to take the air in. It's got to be able to oxygenate the blood and keep it going continuously and not go into oxygen debt.
And they get, you know,
for 12 hours.
I'm sure the heart gets bigger in a pigeon that's flying a lot. And I've been told that pigeons are one of the few birds that fly for pleasure. And like when I let my birds out, they'll fly for 1 hour, 2 hours, you know, and sometimes go 30 miles away and come back. So that is probably increasing their heart like a runner, you know,
it's training. And right. The more you can train. But they just fly for fun, huh?
That's what I hear. They seem to, because when I let them out in the morning, they explode off and they're gone. And
where do they go?
Well, actually,
they go to a little party or something. Where do they go?
Actually, I have a partner in this that Richard Callis. He lives up in Weed, and he can't fly up there. They don't have a club, so he's down here. But he brought down some GPS bands, and we put them on four of the birds in the morning before I let them out.
Yeah.
And I live real close to here.
Yeah.
And they went up. And they went all the way. They followed the river, Sacramento River, all the way up to Shasta Lake. And they went around Shasta Lake for a while and then headed back on the other side of Shasta Lake and then came back to the loft and then kept flying to other places. But so they, we figured out.
You can put a GPS on a pigeon.
On the band, yeah.
On put it on the leg.
On the leg. And then he fed it through his computer and was able to map out exactly where those birds flew. And
how many
fast.
Miles did they fly?
I know exactly. They flew like 38.2 miles.
Just for fun.
Just for fun.
Oh, keeping in shape.
They even flew around a roundabout.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they did it twice.
The roundabout in Costco? That one? Oh, no. Or
no,
they
the
just
went up at Shasta Lake.
Oh, they just flew around it.
Uh-huh.
So they fly for fun.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So how many pigeons do you have?
I've got about 80.
How about you?
I have about 60.
Okay. Do we have pigeon envy here?
No.
No. Now, this, you know, I know, you know, a lot of people are going, we're talking about pigeons. Yeah, but racing pigeons are in a separate category. I've held them before. They feel different. They're lighter. I know you brought one, but they're tough. I mean, it's not like they're fragile.
No, they're very resilient and very tough. And before we go off the air, too, I want to...
Oh, no, we got another segment here, because I want to talk about races and how much money is involved in pigeon racing.
And I want to mention the parade, you know, the Veterans Day parade coming up, too. And I know you are one of the announcers, and you do a fantastic job.
I am.
I really appreciate that.
So I tell you what, let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry is a locally owned, locally operated store. It's been around for like 30 years. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Watch repairmen, stonecutters, jewelry designers, plus a super selection of jewelry at very fair prices. State Jewelry, Opon, you name it. They have it there. Like I said, an extensive collection at very fair prices, voted best in the North State for 3 years in a row. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only place we buy jewelry in town, and open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right, it's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating in there.
Celebrate Thanksgiving at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us Thanksgiving Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holidays special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Take it easy, take it easy.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:47 in the morning here on the 5th of November, 2025. It's going to be rainy and today, and wind gust up to 37 miles per hour, so be careful out there. My guests today are Ellen Bush and Ron Schmidt from the Shasta Racing Pigeons Club. We've been talking about racing pigeons, and the now y'all are getting ready to be in a parade, is that correct?
Yes, we will be at the Shasta Lake Veterans Day Parade this Saturday. It starts at 10 o'clock.
Sun's going to be shining that day, by the way. Not going to be rainy.
No.
Okay, so what do you have? Do your pigeons pull afloat or no?
No, but we will release some pigeons along the route.
Little tiny pigeon harnesses on them, and there's like 1,000 of them just beating their little wings as fast as they can. Okay,
it's hard to train them to do that.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Okay, so you'll have a pigeon float.
Yes.
All right. Cool.
We'll release some pigeons along the route, and we'll have some of the members showing people along the route the pigeons. And
cool. You're going to release some in front of us on the announcer stand?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Just so we can say. Ooh. Then I can talk about how they can race for hours and at sprint speeds. Now,
we pull our liberating trailer. It's about a 20-foot long. It's got individual crates in there where we feed and water them, and we decorate it with red, white, and blue and banners and stuff. And then out of the back of the truck, we will be releasing single pigeons.
Okay. Now, there are professional pigeon racers. Is this true?
Absolutely.
Okay. There are pigeon races where a lot of money changes hands. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, these are...
That was a question.
Yeah, yes. I didn't know who
take turns. I'm just looking kind of in between you.
Yeah, we were... they're called one-loft races, and you send a baby pigeon, once it can fly to that race, and they will get anywhere. I mean, some of the biggest races in the world are not in this country,
right.
In, say, South Africa, but they'll bring in like 30,000 pigeons and huge, and it's a money-making thing. We don't do that here. We have a local club. We fly for diplomas, but our biggest one in the United States is Indiana.
Uh-huh.
And I think they pay out about $2.5 million.
Well, that's a pretty good payout for a pigeon racing. Now, where do they race to from in Indiana? How far is that one?
Well, they race back to their home in Indiana, and they actually see once these baby birds are sent there. We could not send old ones. Like I couldn't send Lumpy, the bird I brought in here, because he would try to come back here.
Right.
But those birds, if they're babies and they're taught that that's their home there, they race back to there, and they fly actually south. They take them. The longest race is about 375 miles because these birds are less than a year old. And that's a good test for them. And then, like in Indiana, it was about a $2.2 million payout. And it split, the prizes go down about 50, 60 places.
Sure. Now, if you take your baby pigeon and you send them to Indiana, somebody there will raise it for you.
Yes,
and then
it's a business.
How long does it take for a pigeon to imprint that this is their home?
That's a good question. Probably a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
If they're there a couple weeks and they're babies, usually they put them out in like fly pins where they're not released yet, where they can see the sky and get a bearing, and so they orient to that place, when they release those babies, they're very careful. They hopefully don't fly too far away.
Right.
And they just have imprint on that particular area.
And they'll come back. So that's theirs.
That's their home.
If they sent that pigeon back to you and you released it with your pigeons, it would head back to Indiana.
Correct.
Wow.
And that's happened. There's birds that have flown across country from L.A. to New York, and either way, when they released them by mistake, and they end up, they don't do it really quickly. Then, 4 or 5 days later,
here they come.
They're home.
That's amazing.
It is amazing.
When they're flying, do they rest? Do they like light?
The winners
drink water.
Yes.
Oh, the winners don't. They just keep. I can do this.
And they normally like to fly overnight.
So they can, using stars and the tides and UFOs up there, things like that.
Now, Carl, you have seen them take off from the convention or from the convention center.
Yeah.
And they head south in one huge group. I think there's probably 1,500 birds released there.
Yeah.
They don't stay in that large group for very long because they are going home, and if the bird next to you, assuming I'm a pigeon, can't keep up with you, then you just leave them.
Yeah.
And that's where the racing comes in, they're birds that are faster. And then like in racehorses, there's mutters, there's sprinters and mutters, and distance, And when you talk about Secretariat and how they say that, well, he's not going to be able to run the distance.
Oh, yeah.
And he did.
Boy, did he.
And wow, he won by how many lengths?
36 lengths. Yeah. Not that I follow that.
And that happens with pigeons. Sometimes.
So you'll have some pigeons, we call them mutters, that if the weather's bad, they're gonna win.
Right.
Because they can plow through rain and winds where your sprinters, it's gotta be kind of like good weather.
Right.
Now, can you bet on pigeon races?
Well, you can bet on flies on the wall. I mean,
that's true. But I mean, okay, we're having this pigeon race and it's two, you know, it's going to be worth $2 million and all this. And here's your handicap. You know, this is flyaway. This is lumpy. This is, you know, all of these. And I just don't know. Can you bet on pigeon races?
I think, betting on pigeon races is very big in Asia.
Okay.
Yeah. In fact, it was. And there was a lot of cheating going along.
Well, you think?
Going on. And, like, there were some people who were putting their pigeons on the bullet train and to get them there sooner. And, for a while they were releasing all their pigeons, from ships.
Oh, okay.
So that way nobody could cheat.
Nobody
right?
could cheat.
Yeah.
So are they feeding like little lead pellets to some of the, you know, like they did in the jumping frog from Calaveras County? Okay, that was it. Not only did it finish first, it's got 6 ounces of lead shot in its gut.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, you know, well, especially Asia, you know, there's a lot of money in different places around the world. And the big race in Europe is the Barcelona race.
Okay.
It's in England. In fact, I was in Ireland. 2 years ago, and actually met a guy that it was sending birds to that Barcelona race. I mean, in Ireland, England, Germany, France, you know, Belgium, and then the birds that win that, and there would be about 20,000 to 30,000 birds are released. The bird that wins that is a very valuable bird. And two years ago, the winner sold for $1.9 million.
Is this a breeding bird then?
Sure.
It becomes a breeding bird. Once you spend that much money on it.
That bird doesn't fly again.
It's not going to probably get out. It'll get a really nice loft, and you know, we call it a pin loft, to live its life out breeding birds. And
meet some really nice, nice young pigeons. Well, I mean, and you breed though. I mean, you can, I'm sure that's what you do. I mean, if you've got some fast birds, you want to breed them. Together.
Same with racehorses.
Yeah, just like horses and goats.
Yeah, the expensive horses, like you mentioned, Secretariat. I don't think he ever raced again.
No, because, not after. I think he had a couple more races, and it's funny, but he did not have a downline that was that great, where other studs do. But in pigeons, I mean, I don't know how many times can you breed a pigeon a year? How many times can a female pigeon have? I mean,
well, the females, you could probably get about 6 or 8 a year.
Okay.
With the males, you know.
Well, they're males.
You could put them with several hens.
Yeah, I know. I got that. Okay. So I've only got 2 minutes left. How do people get a hold of the Pigeon Club? Because this sounds like it really, you know what, folks? I've watched them. I've talked to them. It sounds like a lot of fun. And you don't need a lot of room. To do this.
And it's a good family sport. We have, and it's also been used in, like, you know, Frank Rose is here with us tonight, and he's been promoting it for, for people with PTSD. What do you call it?
PTSD.
PTSD.
Yeah.
Because it's a calming thing. So you go into a pigeon loft, they're calm, and they get to know you.
That's
cool. And it's really helped some of these, these veterans that have needed help.
Okay. So how do people get a hold of the Shasta Racing Pigeon Club?
We're on Facebook.
Okay.
And you just put Shasta Racing Pigeon Club on, you know.
Do you have a website or
you anything? You could just Google. If you just Google Shasta Racing Pigeon Club, the Facebook page will come up.
Okay.
And that's the website.
Okay.
You'll see pictures of releases. You'll see, you know, pictures of some of the members.
What's the last thing you want people to know about the racing pigeon?
That if they find a pigeon that has a leg band,
uh-huh.
a little piece of metal around its leg,
that
is likely a racing pigeon that has been banded for that purpose. And they should look up how to reunite a pigeon pigeon.
If they just called you all would be able to help.
Of course. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. But if you go on to, pigeon.org, that's the national organization, and that leg band will identify the owner of that pigeon.
Okay.
So you can actually contact. And it's illegal to kill or to shoot racing pigeons. That was passed years ago.
Well, I can understand that. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, Ellen Bush and Ron Schmidt, thank you very much. We'll see
you.
We'll see you this Saturday.
Thank you very much, Carl.
Out there at the Shasta Lake City Veterans Day Parade. And when we come back, we've got Redding Police Chief Brian Barter will join us.
Thank you, Carl.
Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. From packing the Supreme Court to statehood for D.C. and Puerto Rico to grab more political power, President Trump predicts dire consequences for American democracy if the Democrat momentum seen in yesterday's midterm elections continues. Republicans got shellacked in yesterday's voting in New York City, New Jersey, and Virginia. New York's next mayor will be socialist Zohran Mamdani.
Tonight, against all odds, we have grasped it. The future is in our hands.
In New Jersey, Democrat Mikey Schero is the governor-elect. In Virginia, Democrats have won the race for governor and for attorney general. President Trump is turning up the heat on Senate Democrat Republicans to do away with the filibuster.
With the government shutdown now the longest in U.S. history, the president told GOP senators it's time to change the rules and do away with the filibuster.
And if you don't terminate the filibuster, you'll be in bad shape. We won't pass any legislation.
Even though the filibuster's 60-vote threshold has prevented Republicans from reopening the government, GOP leaders have strongly opposed changing it. They argue it's allowed them to halt Democratic policies when Republicans were in the minority. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The National Transportation Safety Board will investigate the deadly crash of a UPS cargo plane in Kentucky. 9 people were killed when the aircraft crashed and burned upon takeoff at the Louisville Airport. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear.
The main area hit consisted of 2 businesses, though we know there were more businesses impact.
Of the 9 people who died, 6 were on the ground, the others crew members on board the plane. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 85 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Ma, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotions. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotions, and their customers are paying for it. Well, Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. That's why they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a crazy fast 5G network for just $25 a month. And if you're a business owner, you could really save a fortune. Dial pound 250, say the words Mike Rowe, you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's pound 250, Mike Rowe. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
Hospital officials in Gaza say they've received the bodies of 15 more Palestinians from Israel. The announcement made by officials at Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis brings the number of Palestinian bodies returned to Gaza to 285. The latest return of the bodies, part of the Israel-Hamas ceasefire deal, came the day after Palestinian terrorists in Gaza handed over the body of an Israeli soldier who was taken hostage in the October 2023 attack that ignited the war. Typhoon Kimidji has left at least 66 people dead, 26 missing in the central Philippines. Many of them were trapped on roofs or swept away by floodwaters in the hardest hit areas of the central Philippines. Among the dead were 6 in an Air Force helicopter crash. The typhoon has now moved into the South China Sea. The central Philippines declared a state of calamity to speed up the emergency response. News and analysis, townhall.com. Uber delivers a less-than-stellar profits report and a downbeat earnings outlook.
It's for the key holiday quarter, overshadowing strong demand for its rides and food deliveries, driven by growing adoption of its membership program. The company blamed the weak profit on undisclosed legal and regulatory matters. Its shares fell about 8% following a more than 60% rise in the stock so far this year. The company reports it was forced to set aside $479 million for potential legal and tax settlements.
Correspondent Bill Alexander. The president's ability to unilaterally impose tariffs is coming before the Supreme Court today, considered a pivotal test of executive power with $1 trillion implications for the global economy. The Trump administration argues that an emergency law gives the president the power to regulate importation, and that includes tariffs. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Like I said, the 5th of November, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Alex is here.
Hey, what's going on?
Ben had to leave.
Yeah.
Anyway, he had to leave, but thanks for coming in, buddy.
Good thing I live like 10 minutes away.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. Appreciate it. Before we get to our guest, Terry Raposa is on the line. What do you have, Terry?
Just real quick, a couple of quick things. Tomorrow at the Board of Supervisors meeting, it would be regular calendar item 3. James Gallagher, who is the most prominent Republican in the state, in state politics, has put forth Assembly 23 joint resolution, which is a joint resolution to split the state of California. No one that's been an elected official has ever done this before. The Assembly has, I guess, 7 people that are backing this. They just see no way of California being governed in its present state anymore. That'll be tomorrow. So it really is historic. It's something that's never happened. And James Gallagher, as most people know, is the most popular Republican and was the minority leader in the Assembly.
And it doesn't look like his district is in trouble either.
Well, here's the thing. That's true, about 50. But the other thing I want to bring up about 50, we had a rally here, I don't know, maybe it was 2 weeks ago, in on Cypress Avenue in front of the City Hall, and there was apparently 3,000 people. Those people were bussed in. We talked about this in our show on Jefferson State of Mind. Those people were bussed in. Those people weren't from here, because when you look at the voting here on 50, it got creamed. It was a no vote by what? Yeah. Over 2-1? So if there were 3,000 people out there, I guess none of them were voters, you know. And I think I'm tired of this phoniness of the other side doing this. Whether you're right, wrong, or indifferent, that's phoniness. When you bust people in, and obviously the results being what they are, show that the conservative county is still well and alive at this point, Shasta County.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Terry. That's tomorrow. Okay. The weather. Showers likely. What a surprise. And then thunderstorms after 10 a.m. today. Thunderstorms probably tonight also now. 50% chance of showers on Thursday night. Friday, a 30% chance of showers, but then it starts clearing up. So Saturday, Sunday, and Monday night, and Veterans Day on Tuesday. Sunny with highs in the mid-70s, so that's going to be great because the Veterans Day Parade is going to be this Saturday out in the city of Shasta Lake. Of course, the Marine Corps birthday is celebrated on Monday the 10th, and then Veterans Day the 11th. Now, tomorrow we'll have a list of all the events that are going to be happening on Veterans Day. So, and the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, locally operated business, veteran-owned business, been here for about 30 years. The Kenny family, they provide outstanding service to their customers. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Reading Police Chief Brian Barner. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
So, what impact is Measure A that went down in flames
yesterday. Yes, it did.
It appears it went down in flames. I mean, maybe it's just some flames when all the votes are counted, but it still went down.
Yes.
What impact?
So impact.
Do you think?
Impact now. Yeah. You know, we have a 2-year budget that was just signed. So for the next 2 years, that budget is set and moves forward. So our current staffing
based on a certain anticipated level of tax revenue.
Correct. Sales tax, property tax, yeah. TOT, the revenues that are coming in. And, you know, I think the proper adjustments were made, when that went through. So, you know, so we do have that budget. And so for the next 2 years, that start in July 1. So we're just getting into that 2-year budget. We will continue moving forward with the current staffing that we have at the police department. And
current staffing means we're short of cert team, though. Is that correct?
So we were at 122 at our peak.
Right.
Sworn officers. So those are your uniformed, officers that are carrying guns and handling emergency calls, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
What people normally,
that's a policeman.
Think about. Yep.
Yep.
So, we're down to 114. So that's what our current staffing level is.
And 8 short.
And should be at that level through this 2-year budget cycle.
So what impact is 114? Does that mean we still have community service officers? Does it mean that we still have the bike patrol, CERT teams, and all that?
Yeah, so we had to reduce down. So we had 4 on our CERT team. We reduced that down to 2. We had 4 in our park ranger unit. We reduced that down to 2.
Okay.
We reduced down our downtown bike team from 4 to 2. And then we reduced down. We had 55 patrol officers, and that was that beat 8 that everybody heard about that we added. So that reduced down to 50. So from 55. So we went down 5 officers at the patrol level. Basically, we have 5 shifts,
right.
3 on our weekday side and 2 on the weekends. So 1 officer off of each.
So that's 5 per shift then. Is that right?
No, 1 per shift.
No, I know, but if you have 10 shifts. Is that right?
No, we only have 5.
5 shifts, 55 officers.
And we reduced down to, so that's when city council approved beat 8, they added 5 officers. That was 1 officer per shift. So we have day shift, swing shift, and graveyard on the weekday side. Mm-hmm. And then we have 12s on the weekends, and that is day shift and swing shift. I'm sorry, day shift and graveyard. So 5, 1 on each shift.
Okay. So, we're still covered.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we have some other challenges coming forward. Our OTS grant, that officer was funded for another year. So that is good. But next October.
What's OTS?
Office of Traffic Safety.
Oh, okay.
So they fund a DUI officer on one-year grant.
Right.
So that DUI officer, October of last year, we received that grant. 236 DUIs, that one officer. That's a lot.
236
DUI arrests.
Now, does somebody pull him over and then he comes in?
Sometimes.
Or
I'm sorry.
I
misspoke. It was 259.
Okay.
In the 1 year. Some are handoffs, some are crashes, that respond to a traffic collision.
Mm-hmm.
But his job is primarily no calls for service. His job is to go out and stop and find DUIs. He works weekends and he does a great job.
Does he have his camera on him all the time?
Absolutely.
Do you sell the reels?
No, we don't.
I mean, for humor?
No, we don't.
You don't, huh? Am I ever going to see him like on the YouTube reels or on Facebook reels where the person is saying, "What are you stopping me for?" and they fall out of the car?
Yep, we've got a few of those. But we don't put those
it's
out.
Incredible. These people are so drunk.
Yep.
The one that really, and I don't know, I'm fascinated by it. It's a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force, a woman,
yeah,
a doctor. And she is just, anyway. And they've got like 2 or 3 different reels of her. And it's like, oh, lady, just go along with it. Just go along with it.
Just go along
just
with it.
Just go along with it.
Yeah, so going back to staffing, you know, the concerns are that DUI officer and will we keep going with that grant? The state has said that we probably will not. They're kind of moving away from that,
well, they
that
just
dedicated officer.
Yeah, they just spent $300 million on this election.
Yeah, yeah. So. And then our ARPA funding. So ARPA, which is COVID money.
Yeah.
That,
we must be running out of that at some point.
Yeah, that was dedicated to four officers in special services.
Oh.
So right now that's being used for the two park rangers and the two bike team.
Okay.
So that money looks to be sunsetting out in the spring of 27. So that could be four more officers that we could lose.
But hopefully it's going to happen in between.
Exactly.
Too.
Yep.
Brian, the, well, let's take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to talk about the impact that your rangers have had and, you know, your park officers, the impact they've had. And they don't get a lot of publicity, but yet I think they're involved in a lot of things people don't know about out there. So we're going to take a quick break here, and this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. They have something called for the Get Care Now. That's for non-life-threatening emergencies. Use Get Care Now to receive an ER treatment time. Stomach's upset, you've got a toothache, whatever it is, but it's not life-threatening. Instead of waiting down in the emergency room, you go online at ShastaRegional.com and you click on the Get Care Now tab. You set up a time and you come in and you can get seen. You can wait at home. Now they're going to ask you a few questions. You know, things like, can you breathe? Are you bleeding? Feels like an elephant sitting on your chest? Things like that to make sure that it's not an emergency and they'll tell you to come in right then. Get Care Now. It's offered at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Just go to ShastaRegional.com and click on Get Care Now. We'll be right back with Chief Brian Barner.
Girl, you'll be your woman soon. Love so much, can't count all the ways I'd die for you, girl, and all they can say is, isn't that your kind? They never get tired of putting me down, and I never know.
Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, selling your favorite guns since 1962. This November, we honor all veterans for your service and sacrifices as we approach the holidays. Jones's Fort would like to express our gratitude and acknowledge their willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice and recognize their commitment to freedom, patriotism, family, and hard work. Jones's Fort could not have prospered these last 64 years without the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces. Jones's Fort salutes you.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Cold and flu season is here. At Orchard Nutrition Center, we understand every mom wants the best for her children. That's why our wellness department is stocked with trusted supplements to support your kids' health all year long. Build a strong foundation with multivitamin chewables and gummies, perfect for everyday wellness and immune support, and omega-3 gummies that boost brain development and keep their immune system resilient. Natural support to help them stay strong through every season. Because at Orchard Nutrition Center, we believe healthy kids make happy homes.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Garcia Cuban Classic. Wrapped in a beautiful Habano Rosado leaf, these cigars are jam-packed with lush, hearty Nicaraguan tobacco. Rich, robust, and yet complex and balanced. Notes of cedar, smoked cashews, black pepper, and cocoa. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Jim, which is a euphemism for the Reading Police Department. So, Mr. Ramwood. Oh, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 8:20 in the morning, raining. It's going to rain today. We have thunderstorms maybe later on. Rain tomorrow. And then it's going to start clearing off by Friday, my friends. And Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday are going to be great days. Yeah, the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Brian Barner. And we talked about the, since A went down in flames, impact on our police department. It sounds like for the next year, 2 years maybe, it'll be minimum impact.
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely going to have to sit down and make some adjustments for the police department moving forward. Fleet is a huge concern. Our current budget, because it needed to be cut, it's $200,000 a year. So that's for our entire police fleet, 50 police officers on patrol.
How many miles do they put on those?
And if you look, like if you buy a Ford Interceptor, if you buy a new Tahoe, they're like $60,000, and then it's about $15,000 to $20,000 in equipment that needs to go into that vehicle. So $200,000 does not go far for fleet. And you know, everybody sees the stories when you know we have patrol cars and these pursuits with violent felons that will wreck two cars trying to stop that person.
Or people,
those are out of commission.
People that crash into you too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we've had a few of those, and so you know that's going to be a challenge. Is how are we going to fix that? Because again, with ARPA money, it was the kind of the funny money that was rolling around. We were able to we had $1 million that we were able to put into fleet. So that was a few years ago. Those cars are coming up and becoming aging. You know, they're starting to fall apart. Police cars get ridden hard out on the street.
Oh yeah.
And you know, so you know they're getting up there to 100,000 miles on those cars that we bought a few years ago. Because we don't stop at 5 o'clock. You know, our officers are going 24/7.
Do you have a fleet mechanics?
Yeah,
the county,
the city shop,
or the city. I mean,
yeah. They have a whole fleet department that takes care of all the vehicles in the city. So they stay busy. So they go from fire trucks to renting electric utility to police cars, and we have a separate organization that does our new cars. Because it's pretty specialized to put all the equipment in them. There's, you know, so many different electronics that go in the new police cars now.
Imagine.
With the computers and everything. So modems and all that good stuff.
Now you got to have your computers there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Talking about your park, your park rangers.
Yeah.
You know, they don't get a lot of publicity, but what is their mission? And because I know I see them every so often that they're involved in a big arrest.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, they work hand in hand with our community work program and our community work program officers that are out doing the cleanups. And because the community work program is, they're non-sworn, so they need to have an officer with them when they go into these camps in these different areas.
Yeah.
But the, you know, the job of the park ranger is open spaces and parks. And you look at how many areas that we have that incorporates, and working directly with our parks department. And so they've been a game changer for us to have them out there and have a direct relationship with our parks department and addressing issues before they become bigger issues. But if you look at just our trail system and our open spaces and how many parks we have in the city, going out and doing the cleanups with the community work program.
Well, that's just the parks, but the when I guess you also go to homeless camps. I don't know if the park police go to that, if that's a separate unit.
No, that's the park rangers, because
yeah.
Obviously
if we have tons of
camps,
garbage.
If we have camps, those are in our open spaces
yeah.
that are mostly city owned. And so, you know, they know the hot spots, they know all the people, they deal with the same people every day on these camps, and you know, they just keep cleaning them up and moving them along. Graffiti removal, you know, that's another huge one that our community work program goes out and takes care of.
Do we get a lot of graffiti in town?
A lot. We're very lucky as a community. We don't see that. You and I don't see that. Ryan Denham just called me yesterday, and he had some graffiti in the alley behind his SJ Denham. And, you know, told him, anybody that sees graffiti, jump on our website. Go to the report it little icon that's right in the middle, and there'll be several different areas that you can report. You can report camps, you can report graffiti, you can report shopping carts, and usually within a day or two we'll be out there and take care of it. But our graffiti removal crew, they're out there usually every Friday, and so during the week they get the complaints, they keep track of them, and then they go out with they have a big hot seat trailer with a bunch of paint and hot water, high pressure, and they clean it all up. But if we didn't have that, there would be graffiti all over.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a constant, just like the, you know, you see our Facebook posts about the camp cleanups and mm-hmm. the thousands and thousands of pounds mm-hmm. of trash that they're picking up. I think there were 600,000 or 700,000 pounds last year that they picked up. Imagine if they weren't out there.
I mean, it's like Haven Humane.
And people,
I mean, how many dogs and cats would you see around the city if they weren't out there picking them up?
Yeah, and people get upset, you know, about the police department continuing to go out there and do that. You know, you see the comments of why do they keep cleaning up after these people? Well, camping and being in an open area is a very low level crime. So if we arrest them, they go to the jail, and the jail is full.
They don't stay.
They still have a floor of the jail that's closed, and so they release them, and they're right back out camping again. So it would be great. I totally support if we were able to take those low-level crimes and hold those people and hold them accountable so that they weren't back out setting up camps again. But it is the same people over and over again that our staff deals with.
It seems, you know what, and people don't like to hear it, but it just seems like you could put up a fenced area and trailers for 100 people and put it in there. But that's they're going to be out there, and there's nothing you can do about
absolutely.
It. Absolutely nothing. Did you say a floor in the jail was closed?
Yeah, so they've been doing some remodeling, some wiring, and some different stuff in the jail. So they've had to reduce down the amount of people
okay.
that they can hold. And then, you know, we talked last time that I was on here on the show about, you know, some of the parolee issues that we have in town and the motels.
You know what? I'm going to take a break right now because I want to talk about that. When you broke that news, but I never saw a follow-up, so this is great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Excuse me. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue, right across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. It's been there since 1967, that same spot. Founded in 1960, Cypress Square Barbershop. I found them in 07 when I moved here and never gone to another barbershop. Never had a bad haircut, and it's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. I thoroughly enjoy it. And I can make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478 and make an appointment. And so it works on my schedule and roll in, get a haircut, roll out, or hang around. It's man's last stronghold, my friends. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Reading Police Chief Brian Barner.
I got you.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Mendebach. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. He's the windshield whisperer. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it, brings it into his climate-controlled area, puts his special mixture on it, and then guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. He had fixed an 8-inch crack in my old truck's windshield, and it was good for 18 years. I assume it's still good, whoever owns it now. But if you're not sure, how about bringing your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, like I said, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. And I'm here with Redding Police Chief Brian Barner. And the parolees, when you told that story, that all of a sudden you're having all these people register with your office, that kind of raised a red flag.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's something that, you know, hats off to the community, because we did put that out and started talking about that, and the community was very vocal.
That was good for 4, 5, 6 shows.
Yep, and really happy to report that. So we get notified anytime somebody is released from prison. They're required to do that when they are released into the city. And since that has occurred, still, I haven't checked this week, but we have not received anybody from parole from out of the area since that happened. So we met with parole, talked to them, the sheriff and Anderson chief and I, and just, you know, had some questions about the practices that were going on and why. You know, and also talking to some of our nonprofits. So the city staff and different departments have been meeting with some of these different nonprofits and for-profits that are allowing housing in our motels and the halfway houses. And, you know, just trying to get them to be good stewards of our community. I'm all for taking care of the people that are here in our community, but I'm not for bringing in people from Fresno and Sacramento and the Bay Area.
Tennessee, that, Texas, yeah. Illinois. No. Now, this thing is, and what lit up, what came up on your radar screen was the ones they had to register, sex offenders and arsonists. But how many more didn't have to register that were brought in on these programs? That must have been, must have given you a lot of questions.
Yeah, and really how this came, where this first started,
yeah,
with
how did
was
it happen?
So when if you come into our community, if you're released from prison, and the first time you register at our department, we have historically always had one of our sex crimes detectives sits down with that person, interviews them, talks to them, and, you know, just get to know them and let them know that we're going to be checking on them if they're going to be living in our community. And it was that detective that started kind of raising the hair on the back of your neck. Like, he's like, man, there's just a lot of people coming in from out of the area. I've never seen it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we were busy with some other things going on and some major cases going on, and then it circled back when we had the 28 or 30 people show up at the front counter of records to register because they were moving into the motel over on Cypress.
Now, I understand from the article I read is that they applied for programs that were here in Redding and were accepted into the programs. So that's what got some of them here.
Correct.
From out of area that whatever that program was, they applied for it, that program accepted it, and they ended up here.
Correct.
And without anybody in the city or the police knowing about that.
Correct.
Do they tell you now, or are you able to check who's coming in?
So, yeah, so when they come into the city, like I said, we do get notified by parole.
For no matter who they are.
Correct.
And no matter what their offense is.
Yes.
Not just the sex offenders and the arsonists.
And if you remember back, we had, in detectives, we had four detectives. It was called the Night Squad. That's uh-huh. kind of the name that was always there. And it was a probation, parole, and gang team. And so those four and a sergeant, their primary job was, we call it the welcome wagon. And if you came to Redding on parole, they would go out and check on these people. They would get all of the notices and go out and make sure that that was occurring. It was a great program. And again, it's staffing and trying to figure out our neighborhood police unit. does it a little bit, but they're just going in so many different directions. I mean, on our Facebook page, the drug arrests that they're doing. And then they're working on the quality of life issues over on Cypress and Hilltop. I mean, neighborhood police unit for a 4-officer team and a sergeant. They're kind of the first call from the chief when, you know, you have issues come up, and it always goes to the neighborhood police unit to go take care of that problem.
Well, I know that you had a major bust and got like 8 of these sex offenders for a breaking their parole or probation, and you got them for doing different things, everything from shoplifting to whatever else it was. But I remember that, 6 or 7, maybe 8 in one day.
And we had two cases this weekend that were 2 parolees that we arrested for crimes and were sent back in. One of the things that was really troubling in that conversation, and especially for Sheriff Johnson, is that, and I didn't know this at the time, and Chief Collins and Sheriff Johnson didn't, but they've changed with parole. If you violate your parole, you do not go back to state prison. The most you can do on a parole violation is 90 days, and it's in the county jail. So Sheriff Johnson is having to house these parole violations
from another state,
from Fresno, from wherever it happens. And so it just goes to the jail not having room for these low level quality of life. The people that are going into, you know, Lowe's and Safeway and walking out with stuff over and over again, it's a low level crime. You know, Sheriff Johnson, I my hat's off to him running a jail, because especially the jail that he has, because it's a difficult task. And
at the very least, it's a difficult task.
Yes.
And so they don't go back. You can't send them back. Does it depend on the level of the crime?
Well,
if they break their probation.
So what parole said is, parole said, well, they would go back to prison if you had a fresh charge for that person. So if you had a felony, that then would go to the DA.
Okay.
So now the DA has to file fresh charges. It has to go into the court system, and they have to get sentenced to go back to prison.
So it goes to trial.
As opposed to just sending them back. But when I was on the street as an officer, if you were violated,
mm-hmm.
we would pull into the jail, and there'd be a bus, or there'd be a white van, and they'd be walking them out in the orange jumpsuits with the belly chains, and they'd be loading them on and going back up to High Desert. And it was called a bullet. If you had a violation, you went back to state prison for a year. And unfortunately, that has changed. Same with the programs. So talking to parole, the person coming out as a parolee, coming out of prison, they get to select the program that they go to. So they can pick off of a list. And if they want to go to Redding, California and go to X nonprofit because they've heard that it's a great program, parole said that they cannot, as long as it meets the criteria of that parolee and what they need, so alcohol, drug treatment, they can't refuse, and so they are here. So even our local parole agents are getting these people that they don't want them coming here and having to have them on their caseload. I'm all for taking care of our people and our community.
Who pays for these programs?
The state.
So the state is giving a nonprofit X amount of dollars a month per parolee.
So, yes.
And then, so the nonprofit has 10 parolees are getting paid $5,000 a month per, $50,000 a month to house them and put them through a drug an alcohol program.
So
I'm just saying $5,000. It could be less. It could be more.
So that is through Partnership Health.
Yeah.
So a lot of what we have looked at all comes back to Partnership Health, which is funded through the state.
Mm-hmm.
And so Partnership Health provides for the housing. Partnership Health, we just met with the executive director of our methadone clinic over on the other side of town, over off of Hartnell.
Yeah.
Because we've had a lot of issues and complaints from the businesses in that area. Because
okay.
of the methadone clinic, 70-80% of the clientele are through Partnership Health. They're state funded.
Well, let me ask this question: when they were at that hotel, these 28 individuals that were at the hotel, was the hotel open for other guests?
Absolutely. And again,
did you get your choice if you're if you wanted to be in the room next to a sex offender or an arsonist, I wonder.
And that's, you know, as a police chief, that a family, you know, with your kids, you're coming in from out of town and you come off at Cypress and Hilltop and stop in, they're not notifying these people that there's sex offenders staying there.
So is this still going on?
Absolutely.
What's the name of the hotel?
There's several of them. So they're kind of spread around.
Really? So they're in more than just that one hotel?
Yes. Yeah. So my recommendation is you can get on Megan's Law and you can look and see where these people are.
But people coming off the road, off of I-5, wanting to just spend the night, they're not going to do that. I don't think they'd assume that would be going on.
Nope. So it's a hot topic. It's a hot topic in the community. Lots of emails that I've received. The council is very aware of this. We just talked about it again last night.
Yeah.
The building department, code enforcement, the housing at the city manager.
I think I could come up with something that says you cannot house felons and people without telling them with a big sign that we house felons here. I mean, you can make a,
Again, Carl, I think it goes back to if you're a business owner in this community, just take some ownership in that and sit back and look and say, is my business model of allowing 28 sex offenders to stay in my motel, am I being a good steward of my community?
Yeah.
Because you're not.
No.
And so that shouldn't be happening. And if you are, then be open about it and tell, you know, the family coming in with their kids that, hey, we allow parolees and sex offenders to stay here. Be open about it.
That sounds like you should to me. Nick, we got like 30 seconds. What you got?
I was wondering your opinion on Signature Health and that facility that they're putting in up there. I get the impression that it's more of a rehab and a treatment facility rather than a sanitarium for the
mentally
ill, and that it's really not going to help us on the streets as much as people would like to think. I believe it's going to attract more people here that have substance abuse problems. What's your thoughts on that?
Okay, Nick, thank you.
Nick, and you know, I've talked about this before at council meetings, and, you know, we have to do something. We have so many people that are on the street right now that have mental illness that we are wasting resources. Our emergency rooms are filled with these people. Our ambulance and fire are going out on these people. Our police officers are going out. The tax dollars that are going out to care for these people, like if you could put a price tag on that, it's a lot. And so we have to come up with something. And again, if they do go forward and they're successful and you know, if you look at the model, it looks good. And it looks like it would work. And we need to have a facility. When I started as a police officer, we had mental health down on Breslauer. And if I had somebody that was a 5150, I took them down and they held them. Now they go to the hospital and take an ER room. And so then when somebody's coming in that needs help, needs, you know, one of our citizens come in, they're full and with these people that are in there, and then they have to hold them. So again, if they do go forward with this and whoever's running that program, they have to do what they say they're going to do, which is they say that our officers are going to be in and out. And dropping people off, which is going to be good. That gets our officers back on the street as opposed to being stuck at an ER for, you know, half hour, 45 minutes, an hour, 2 hours. And then they have to hold these people, get them treatment. If they bring people from out of the area, they need to, when they are released, they need to go back to that community they came from. And so that's been
the big thing.
That has been our push with it.
And that was the thing. Oh, they'll just stay here. Well, most of the ones that would come in that people are bringing them in, they're going to take them home, their children or their members of their family. But there are others. But if that happens and there's, okay, we've got them stabilized and all this for a few days, okay, hop back into the bullet truck and take them back.
And I'll go back to my concern, more of a concern than a facility like this, is if you're bringing people into our community and you are a nonprofit or for-profit, you're putting them up. Partnership Health is paying for 6 months of that. Once they are out of money after that 6 months, they're releasing the people out on the street because the money's out. That's a problem.
Yeah, it is a problem.
That, you know, they don't keep any statistics. When we met with Partnership Health, they keep no statistics on if you're in for 6-month temporary housing paid by the state of California, when you're really, how many go to full-time permanent housing? They don't keep any stats on that. They don't even ask these nonprofits and for-profits. So if Carl and I went into a nonprofit or for-profit, Partnership Health pays for 6 months of you and I to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're supposed to be transitioning into permanent housing.
Right. But if they don't.
But they don't keep it. They don't keep any stats.
On
they don't.
Wow.
And they've now changed that every year, every 12 months, you're eligible again for that 6 month free housing. So you're 6 months on, 6 months off, 6 months on. So what do they do with them for that 6 months? They're on the street. They're camping in our green belts. They're staying in our community. That's a problem we need to fix.
And we need to take a break, but this is worse than, I think people need to hear what the chief just said. And we've got a problem. And if you've got the agencies not even keeping track, then there's something wrong here. And not telling citizens or families that they're going to be rooming next to sex offenders or other criminals, to me, should be a crime. And we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com. Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the company. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Tomorrow, Daniel Knott from K2 Development is going to join us. We're going to talk about the new marketplace and the other things that K2 is doing around town. And they're doing a lot of things around town. So he'll be on tomorrow at 8 o'clock, and we'll have a surprise guest at 7:30. It's always a surprise, like today. Pigeons were a surprise to me. I knew they were coming. I just didn't know they were coming today. So our guest is Redding Police Chief Brian Barner, and we've only got 5 minutes and 20 seconds left. So what do you want?
That was
a great discussion we just had.
Yeah, and this thing
on the parolees, because that's scary.
And the people that are listening, I want to make sure that they understand that we are on the city staff.
Oh, yeah.
This is a problem that's coming from the state, and so we need to work on our municipal codes. We need to work on our zoning, and we need to start working with these agencies, and like we did with parole. I think
you have to be proactive on this.
Absolutely.
But our city can pass ordinances. You know, something as simple as if you're going to house people on parole in your hotel, you have to have a sign that lets people coming in know that you've got parolees in this thing.
Yeah, and again, it's the problem you run into with that is it's California. We go back to California and living within the politics and the laws that are not passed by Northern California, and so that's like them the parolee being able to pick a program.
Well, you know, and
they have more rights
from out of state.
Yeah.
How can they do that from out of state?
It's frustrating, but we. But again, I just want to reassure the public that we're on it. We're working on it. We've already seen some progress, and so we'll keep that going.
All right.
I'll finish up the entertainment zone downtown. You talked about Alan coming in tomorrow, so that would probably be. I'm sure he's going to touch base. I'm sorry, Daniel's coming in. Okay.
He used to be Danny.
Well,
you knew him when he was Danny.
Yep.
He was Daniel now.
So, but exciting for downtown. And so that'll be probably rolling out sometime in November.
This what we're talking about, the entertainment zone, is you can buy a beer and down here at the marketplace, and you can walk around down all the way to Cascade and all around with that beer.
Yeah. Yeah, so the requirements are when you leave that establishment, they check your ID. It's going to go in a specific cup that we've worked with the establishments with and through our municipal code. So it's going to be clearly identified. You can have a wristband on so that officers driving by know that they have been checked. And it goes till 10 o'clock. So after 10 o'clock, that's normally 10 o'clock past. That's usually when we have our issues with bars downtown. Up to that point, you know, we seem to be doing okay. But I think it's good for downtown. I think it's good for, our community members to be able to go to Jack's. And if you want to go check out the Christmas parade, if you want to do a first Friday and walk around that.
Yeah, bands going on and all that. You can go peruse from spot to spot.
Because I know it'll shock you, Carl, but there's people that they have Yeti cups that have alcohol in them downtown now. Shocking. So now instead of having to go through the trouble of that.
You're kidding.
And the entertainment zone, some people have asked questions about that. Minor in possession, it still applies.
Yeah.
If you don't have a wristband and you have, you know, your King Cobra, that's still an open container. You have to have the wristband. You have to have the special cup.
Okay.
The wristband has the business name on it so that we can go back and check. And again, it will be reevaluated. We're going to try it. And it can always go back to council, and we can adjust as needed. But I think it's exciting that the downtown businesses are excited.
How do you feel about this, Chief? down here on our promenade we have here is closing that down once a month for some kind of an event. You know, so no cars go through there, but you have something, I mean, like rodeo comes up. Just closing it all the way down past the Cascade and just making that you know, for vendors and people have, you know, bands going and all that. I mean, is that hard to police something like that?
No, you just have to, like we did the pancake breakfast and we have a special event permit that goes through the city, that goes through every department. The police department takes a look at that. We look at the traffic plan. We look at the security plan. If we think that, you know, if there's going to be a lot of people there, then we ask for additional officers. We have several events coming up, you know, the next 2 months through the holidays downtown that we have extra officers that will be out. Downtown, our downtown bike guys will be down there.
Mm-hmm.
We are aware of them and so as much as we can do downtown is good.
It can be done.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm sure you saw that we're bringing the big race next August to town.
Yeah.
That's going to be a huge commitment for the police department.
You know what? They're talking thousands of people coming here and I just want to be ensured that that's not going to end up costing us money.
Yeah. They came, they presented, and it was pretty.
So it's going to be, we don't end up paying $250,000 to have them race.
And 2 weeks ago, some of our staff city staff went down to the mm-hmm. Sacramento, Ironman, and were able to see how they did it. But it's
a good thing.
It's a big lift.
Yeah. We have to run. Reading Police Chief Brian Barner, thank you so much. Please pass on to your men and women of the police department how much they are supported. I know sometimes they don't feel like it, but they are mostly.